And today I'll be looking at the power of distraction. The first two speakers, they did a great job. You know, they defined distraction and they taught us how to manage or even avoid distraction so that we can be, so that we can achieve, you know, goals in various areas of our life. And I'm sure because of that, those two sessions, you know that distractions come in different shapes and sizes. You know, it could be in form of football game, video games, window shopping, whatever, shapes and sizes. And distractions are also individualized. What may be a distraction for me may not be what a distraction is to Aduke. It may not be, it may be totally different, you know. So just to give an example, I worked on this presentation during a football match and while my hair was being made at home. And the hairdresser, who was supposed to be focusing on making my hair, was so engrossed in the football match that when he finished the hair, he forgot his hand dryer and his handbag. That is what distraction does, you know. But for me, it had no it made no difference that I was inside a football match. All right. So now distractions can also be self-inflicted. You know, there are times when, you know, those distractions that give you pleasure, they distract, they relieve your stress, they make you laugh, you know, even if it is temporary. Those ones are enjoyable. But when you indulge in them at the inappropriate time and it takes longer than you planned it to take, that is when it becomes a problem. And that is when it's a distraction. I can walk through a car dealer's shop without looking at it. I can just walk through straight line. But I'm sure many men cannot say that. They will look at the Ferrari, they will look at the BMW. But if you put me in an Ankara shop, I cannot walk out. That is my own distraction. You know, so it's individualized. But when you indulge inappropriately, that is when it's a problem. And, you know, this brings me to an original quote by a gentleman named Olumide Daramola. He told me once that whatever has the ability to attract you has the power to distract you. So if it can draw you, take your attention away from your goal, it has distracted you. But that thing that does not attract you at all, like for me, football match, cars, whatever, that one has no power over me, you know. And of course, distractions also happen when we are overwhelmed with life. So those ones are not attractive, they are not self-inflicted, but they take your attention away from your goal, you know. And they are also very possessive. Once a distraction gets you, it doesn't want to let you go. Distraction is very serious business, and I'm sure that we can understand, we are also appreciating that. So in the past, let me take us down memory lane. Your Bible was a book, and unless it was the Gideon's Bible, it couldn't fit into your back pocket. You had to carry it in a bag, Abi. And your TV was likely huge, massive, and it was stationary. You didn't carry it around with you. Your TV was in your house, it was in your sitting room, and it only came on at 4 o'clock. If you went to the TV at 3:55, you will see red lines, blue lines, Abi. And at 12 o'clock, they will say the national anthem, and that's the end of TV. In the past, your bank was a building. You needed to go to that building physically to do your transactions. Sometimes you even carried a mat in case there was a delay. But your bank, you know. And your office or your place of work or your business was in a structure. You needed to dress up, go there, and do whatever you wanted to do. Entertainment was in the cinema or video films. Information was in the library. You needed to go physically, see a book, you know, register in the library. And, you know, football matches were conducted in stadiums. But now, Ayetidero, life has become easier. And all of these activities, everything that you do in your life has been compressed. And you can carry it around in a small device called the cell phone. The cell phone has, you know, it just exploded, you know, like a boom, and it became a weapon of mass destruction. Not destruction, but mass destruction. Everything that can distract you in your life is following you about now. It's inside your handbag, it's inside your back pocket. So if you don't know that distraction is serious business and you need to do something about it, you should know by the time I'm done with this presentation. So what's the impact of distraction? The previous speakers mentioned loss of productivity, missed deadlines. But I was wondering, can it have eternal impact? You know, if you miss your deadline, maybe your boss can scold you, maybe your rating will drop, you know, and maybe your appraisal will not be as good as it should be. But, you know, eternal impact, you know, because I want us to ponder on this. If this thing, if distraction has the power to draw your attention away from what you are doing into something else, if the distraction, your distraction, is eating into your time with God, that means it is taking you away from God. That means it is bigger than the Almighty God. I want us to consider distraction in that way. So not just in terms of productivity, work, business, and all of that, but in terms of eternal values. If it takes you away from God, that means it's bigger than the God that you call God Almighty. So the question for you today is your distraction your God? So when you get, you know, distracted by mindless scrolling, inappropriately taking more time than you should, remember, have you spent this much time with God? The more time that you are scrolling from one thing to the other, to the other, to the other, that thing that is taking you away from your prayer time, from your worship time, from your quiet time, remember, have you spent this much time with God? So distraction is serious business. Research has shown that the average human being has an attention span of 8.75 seconds. What did I say? Okay, that's good. You are not distracted. You listened. So, and there are many reasons that we are distracted today. So if you as a human being, as a person, you are not able to find what works for you to keep your distraction at bay, you are running a risk. Productivity loss, spirituality loss, you know. So my tips, in addition to what Sister Shade Bikunle and Maya Wafashola gave us, my tips to distract your distraction, and run distraction, you to go and distract it, you know. You must identify, you must admit that you have a distraction. I've already openly confessed my own. Don't put me in an Ankara shop for 5 minutes, it cannot work. I cannot come out. But of course, unless that is what I plan to do. In that sense, it is a planned activity, not a distraction. Okay, so identify your distraction and tame your distraction. There's something that's called the Pomodoro technique. I use it from time to time. Decide, set an alarm that for the next 25 minutes, you are going to focus on a particular goal. Don't do anything else for that 25 minutes. You find out that, in other words, don't multitask, just that goal alone. So it keeps your distraction at bay. You're able to achieve what you want to, what you set out to achieve. And at the end of it, you can reward yourself by scrolling through something or looking at those videos that make you laugh or looking at a skit. You can reward yourself after the 25 minutes. Then reward productivity. You know, like for children also have this very short attention span. So if you're able to get them, tell them, do this, and when they are done and they do it well, you know, tell them good things. Rewarding doesn't have to be financial. You know, you can tell them, great job, I knew you could do it, well done, you know, give them a pat on the back. So words of affirmation, everybody likes that kind of thing. And you know, when your time is your life, plan and be faithful to the execution, be committed. I think one of the earlier speakers also mentioned being accountable to someone. You know, this is what you want to do and ensure that you do it. But there's a particular technique that works for me, and I call it speak out loud. But you say it under your breath, so before people begin to think that something has gone wrong with you. When I pick my phone, I tell myself that for me, the reason you are picking this phone is to check the average weight of the human brain. You know, because by the time you pick your phone, all those other things that you've subscribed to, they keep on popping up. So I talk to myself under my breath that this is the reason I'm picking the phone. And when I check the average weight of a human brain, the purpose for which I picked the phone, I drop the phone. So if you are able to practice these few tips, in addition to what Sister Bikunle and Maya Wafashola said, I think you are well on the way to telling your distraction that you are in charge. Thank you very much for your time and attention. I hope you were not distracted. Were you distracted? So that means everybody here has longer attention span. Praise the Lord for that.